that I own belongs in my friend's property, my teku. That's a shayla. Do you also own the karka in between? Maybe only if I sell you three trees in my karka. If it's all my karka, then I sell you three trees, you get the karka in between. But here, the one tree was on the boundary, or one tree belonged to somebody else, maybe you do not mean to give the trees in between. Boy Ravashi, Bo Marsha Tafsi. Let's say there's a bore in between the three trees. Amasamaya Marsha, let's say there's a flow of water in between. Hushosarabim Mahu, what the locho? Richvo the Diklim Mahi. There are different, the Richvo means Har covers the Kolam Harbe Biyach, a lot of different growths of palms in between. Teku, that's a suffix. If these things are in between these three trees, does it make it look like one sale of three trees or not? That's a teku. Boy Mine Hilum Merebi. Olo Erez Bineim. Let's say an Erez, a cedar tree going between them. Mao. Olo Barshusa Hidei. Nofak. Elo. Olo Barshusa Hidei. Nofak. Why not? It grew up in his Rishusa. Vad is called his. Elo Hoye Erez Bineim. Let's say there was already a cedar tree in between Mao. Or Malay. Kona Vakona. Vad is Kona also. I sold you these three trees and you get the conqueror in between. If there's a cedar tree in between it, Havadra is also called part of the sale. Ketzad Hein Oimdin, Rava Mekeshur. How do these three trees have to be to say you get the karka in between? So Rav says Keshur in a straight line. It has to be, these three trees have to be in a straight line. Shmuel La Mekechatzuv, it could be like in a circle. It could also be you get the karka in between. Man Diya Mekeshur, I sell to in a straight line. Kol Shchein Chatzuva. Havadra went around in a circle. Man Diya Mekechatzuv, Ava Keshur Alay. If it's in a straight line, then no, you can't put the two together. Chatzuv is like a triangle like. My taima, mishum dimizdara ben tayim, because you grow different things in between them, it looks like separate things. That's not called one thing. That's not called like one. Dimizdara, the name. Maskalar of Amnuna, lomandiyam ke chatzuv, the one that says only if you buy the three trees like a triangle. My taima, dimizdara ben tayim, because you don't grow in between, that's called like one thing. Elamayata, Zovan la Tlosi Higi Rumisa. If you buy three higi like thorns, the Lemizdara bin Taim, things don't grow in between, don't plant in between them. Hochinam Yesh la Kaki, get Kaki in between. Omlehanach le Chashivi, Anachashivi. Those things are not Choshev altogether. But otherwise, these things are Choshev. As if you grow three different trees along in a straight row, he holds, but you're going to plant in between. So the original owner doesn't mean to give away the character in between. When I sell you three trees, one, and the third one, a triangle, then I don't mean to plant in between. Then tack, I mean to give you all three trees. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're up to Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We'll start over again from the top of the Gemara. Again, Bori Ravashi Yes to Shailom. Bor Mao Shetavsik. If you have a bor in between these trees. In other words, again, the Mishnah says that if you buy three trees or somebody, so you also buy the land in between. The question is, what about if there's a bore, a ditch in between the two trees? Does that divide up the trees? It's not called like one set of three. Rather, it's called separate trees and you do not get the kakri in between. Or else, if there's a flow of water, like an old stream of river flowing in between the two trees. Or else, for shosarabim mahu. Will be the loch of a Rosh Hashanah. People walk through these two trees. Is it called that you bought three trees with a crack in between or not? Or else, richpo de diklo mahu. What's going to be if you have a lot of palm trees starting to grow up in between these other trees? Richpo de diklo means, Rashbam says, harkovas the kolim. Your maki are grifting different the kolim palm trees. So mahu. Are these things mafsik? It's considered like one sale of three trees and you do get the karka. Or maybe you look at you buying separate trees. Somar says take a marbaz vasofik. In such cases, when these things are in between, are you kind of a karka or not? Another one says, Boy mine hilal merebi. Olo eres bineya maho. What's going to be if an eres, a cedar tree, grew in between these three trees that you bought? Somar says the question, Olo. What do you mean? Like if it first grows up now, so when you first bought these three trees, you are kind of the kak in between it. So if the tree grew up there now, of course it belongs to you. It grew in your karka. Whereas Ella rather the shaila was like this: Elohoya Erez Beneihim Maho. But let's say there was already an Erez tree between them. What's going to be the locha? Or Malay Kona Vakoni said yes, for sure you Kona it. In other words, you also Kona the Erez, the cedar tree. Even though mainly you are buying three different type of trees, that's the locha. When you buy three trees, you also Kona the trees in between them. Then Mishnah Gemara says, Ketzad Heinoimdim. How is the case that you buy three trees, that we say you buy the karka in between them also? What's the case? Ketzad Heinoimdim. So Rav Amar Keshura. Rav says, even though they're in a straight line, one after another, if you kind of three trees in a straight line, you also get the karka in between them. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Kechatzuva. Only if it's like a triangle. Like one opposite one, and then one on top in the middle. Like a triangle, that's the one you're kind of the karka in between. Samar explains. Man the Yama Keshura, according to Rav, it says, even by a Keshura, so according to Rav, but he says Keshura, Samar says, so, Kol Shechen Keshur Kechatzuva. For sure, he also agrees that you'll be kind of the karka in between if the three trees are like a triangle. But a man the Yama Kechatzuva. But according to Shmuel, that says only when the trees are in a triangle, Avul Keshur Olay, but if the three trees you buy are in a straight line, then you will not receive the karka in between. My time, Mishum de Mizdara, Bentayu, because the original owner could plant and plow there. His plow could go in between by the trees, down a straight line. So therefore, it does not mean to give up that karka. Only when it's like a triangle, then anyway, in between there, he can't plow there, so then he gives up that karka. So it says, Maskev lo Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the question, if so, Laman the Yama Kechatzuva, that according to Shmuel, that you only get the karka when it's a Kechatzuva, when you don't plant in between, but in a straight line, then you do not receive the karka. If so, like, my time, what's your reason? Tle Mizdara Bentaya, because you don't plant in between, Ela Meyatev, so, Zovad letlas higi maisa. They said they sell you these three type of herbs, three type of bushes here. To learn mizdara bentaya, that people do not grow things in between them. It's like thorns; they're hard to get in there, so you don't plant there. So if you buy these three like bushes, you want to say you also cutting the kark around there, since you can't use the kark. Is that the swara? So he answers back, no. I'll tell you, Omalei. You need like two tenoyim. These small bushes here, they're not chashiv at all. Therefore, even when you buy the three of them, you do not receive the karka in between. Mashaykin, when you buy three big trees, they're there, they are chashiv, they're important. So then we say, if it's planted, like if they're in a triangle, but anyway, the original owner will not be able to use the karka in between, so good, then he means to sell the karka in between. That's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'moicher rosh v'heim agasa." If somebody sells you the head of a big animal, the head of an ox or of a cow, so le'mocher es raglayim min astam, he does not mean to sell the feet also. When somebody asks for the head, he means only the head and not the feet. Mocher es raglayim. Let's say speaks like clearly, I want to buy the feet of the animal. So le'mocher es rosh in astam sale, it does not mean to include the head. What about the Mokhares HaKona? He says, I want to buy the Kona. Usually that means the windpipe. Here the Rashbam says, He Hareya. It means the whole thing. It means the lungs also. Somebody wants to buy the lungs. It is Le Mokhares HaKovid. You do not get the liver. The liver is not included. Mokhares HaKovid. Let's say somebody sells you the cover, the liver. Le Mokhares HaKona. He is not selling you the Kona. That's not included. The lungs are not included. Abu Badaka, what's going to be by a behemoth Badaka, by a small one, like by a lamb, or by sheep? Then, Mochares HaRosh, Mochares Raglayim. When you sell the head there, Menastam, you also mean the feet, since the head by itself is so small, there's no chshivas to it, so for sure you also mean with the feet of the animal also. Mochares Raglayim, Loi Mochares HaRosh. But the Raglayim, these are more chashiv. So if you say you want to buy the reglayim, then we say you do not mean the head. Remember, behemah daka, if you buy the more important thing, the less important is also included. Like if you buy the head, so the raglayim is also included. For when you buy the raglayim, then we say the head is not included.
Because the head is more choshev than the raglayim. So if you only ask for the raglayim, then we do not say the rosh is included in that sale. Now, mocheres hakono, let's say you buy the lungs of a behemoth daka, so mocheres hakovid, the liver is also included. Mashma, the lungs is more choshev than the liver. However, mocheres hakovid, let's say he's only selling you the liver, that's the more important one, that's the less important one, then le mocheres hakono, you do not automatically receive the lungs, only if you speak it out. Now the Mishnah says, Abor midos b'moichrin. There are four different ways, midos, by selling things. What does that mean? Whether it's a good sale or not a good sale. Mochaloi chitin yofois. Let's say I sell you, or you ask me for good wheat. You want nice, clean wheat. Chitin yofois. Venimtsu rois. And when you come home, you open up your bundle, you find out that they're bad wheat. They're not what you wanted. So locher is, halokeach yocholach saboi. The lokech, the one that bought it, has the right to come back and retract and to be choizer. That's not what I took from you. I have a right to take it back. Like he was nesan, he got gypped. He paid money for good wheat, and you gave him bad one. So the meichel like was.
So again, so the pshat is that the lokech, we want to hit you be choizer, because it's called like I know that the meichel gypped him. The Maisa, real Mekach Tois, is not called here. The Mekach himself cannot retract because he said he's selling you wheat, and the Maisa did sell you wheat. Just it's not as good, it's not worth, it's not the same value that you asked for. Therefore, it's called Lekach was Nisan, and he lost out. And therefore, as Lach like I know, Lekach, if it's a shtus, he has a right to be Chayzer or to get back his money. So that's the first Midah of a Mekach, where the Mekach cannot retract. But Lekeach could. What's going to be? Royce, you asked for bad wheat. Venimtsu yofos. Now you paid a very low price for bad wheat. And it came out, when you came home, that the Mecher gave you good wheat. So then, Mecher yocholach zavoy. Now it's the opposite. The Mecher was the one that was Nisana. He got gypped. He didn't realize what he gave. And he did not get enough money. So if he got gypped of six, he could also be Chayzer. Or ask them to pay them the money. What's going to be Royce Venimtsa Royce, Yofois Venimtsa Yofois, and Echav Mehem Yocholach Zaboy? If it was exactly what they said, Pshita, so then you can't be Chayzer. That's the Kenyan, there ain't a Kenyan Mechir here. Once the Kenyan is Chal, you can't retract. Now, what's going to be Shechamtsis Venimtsa Slavona, U.S., let's say, for a red type of wheat, and it came out what you received is white type of wheat. Liyas v'chamtsis, it came out to be levono, or else the opposite. Levono, you ask for white type of wheat. V'nimseis shechamtsis came out that it was like red type, but they're from the lotion of the sun makes it red. Or else eitzim shalzeisim, you ask for the wood from an olive tree. V'nimtsu shalshikmo, they gave you the wood of a sycamore tree, shall shikmo v'nimtzes shall zayis, or else the yayin v'nimtzes chaymes, you asked to buy wine, and it came out what he gave you was vinegar, or the opposite, chaymes v'nimtzes yayin, you asked for vinegar, and you received wine, talachurish shnei michodem lachzavin. This is called the real mekachtois, this is not what you asked for, therefore the sale never took place, it's a mekachtois, both sides have a right to retract. Something more says,